Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our opportunity to speak with Atlantic Head football coach Eric Waldstein. And, Coach, another tough one last week. ADM game started off being a tight, close game, but things just kind of started to get out of hand a little bit there in that second quarter, as it was kind of a quick striking back-to-back touchdowns for him that really opened the game up, and things just kind of changed from there for you.
Yeah, I mean, it... We started off playing really well, and then, you know, things kind of went downhill. You know, John McConkey went down, and, you know, he's the anchor leader of our offensive line. And, you know, it's we've lost five starters in 4 weeks. So, you know, it tends to take a toll on guys mentally, and, you know, it's when something like that happens again, you know, you're mentally, you know, the guys kind of go, oh, crap, here we go again. You know, I think that's kind of what happened on, you know, on Friday night, is we just, everybody just kind of did the oh, crap, here we go again. And, you know, and it's, you know, you hope that it wouldn't be that way. But, you know, again, I mean, it's, you know, five starters, you know, that play both sides of the ball in 4 weeks. And, yeah, something we just got to overcome, and you know, we got a lot of young guys that that are getting a lot of good quality varsity reps right now. So, but yeah, just it is what it is. It's football.
Well, and the game kind of ended up playing out a little bit like that Glenwood game, whereas, you know, the Glenwood scored first, you guys came back, scored right away. Same thing happened at ADM. They scored first, but then you had a nice long pass play on a little screen pass that was just perfectly thrown and caught Sontag in stride, and he's able to get into the end zone. And that was the score at the end of the first quarter. So it's not like, you know, it was a game that wasn't competitive to start off the ball game. But then they were able to score, and then your team fumbled right away the next play, and they got the ball back, and it didn't take them long to get back into the end zone. So it's just moments like that in a football game that can really take the life out of your sails. And, of course, on top of that with the injuries, do you have anything to kind of – say to the kids to, you know, get them past that point in the ball game? It just seems like it's that point that's hurt you here so far in these tough games.
You know, we just tell them, you know, hey, we got to regroup. You know, it's with our offensive line, you know, we've told those guys from the very beginning, is, you know, you need to know every single position on the offensive line. You know, whether you're a starter or whether you're a backup, you know, you need to know every position, because, you know, if somebody, and we've told them from the beginning, if somebody goes down, it's, you know, next man in, and we reshuffle the cards, and, you know, away we go. And, you know, so that's, you know, that's kind of just our, kind of what we've said every time, is, you know, hey, it's next man in. It's, you know, we got to still go out there and play football no matter what's happened. You know, and, you know, we really, you know, from a whole team standpoint, and, you know, especially defensively, you know, the score doesn't show it, and, you know, some of the yardage and stuff doesn't show it, but, you know, watching on film, we played a pretty good game defensively. We just, you know, they killed us on big plays, and it was, you know, the big plays that they had, you know, whereas, you know, a guy out of position or a guy, you know, didn't do his job, and, you know, we got to keep stressing that to those guys, and that happens when you've got a lot of young kids out there playing. Is, you know, the bullets are flying, and they kind of forget, you know, oh, hey, yeah, that guy was my guy. You know, and so, you know, we just got to, you know, continue to clean that up, and you know, keep working with those guys and making sure that, you know, they do their jobs every play, and, you know, and that will help us out a lot. You know, but like I said, it was the big plays that hurt us, and it was, you know, you know, one maybe two guys out of position and not doing their job. We'll clean that up, and you know, hopefully you know, get that fixed.
Yeah, and that was kind of the case on that second touchdown that they scored. It was a big long touchdown run by their quarterback, 64 yards, but it was one of those where he, you know, kind of escaped a couple of guys, spun, and, you know, just bouncing all over the place, where a couple of guys probably had opportunities to make tackles. It just seems like it is that one or two split second play away from your team stopping him for what would be a 9-yard gain into a touchdown.
Yeah, and that's kind of been, you know, that's been the story, you know, especially the last couple of weeks, is, you know, just, you know, big plays here and there, you know, and like I said, it's one guy out of position, or, you know, one or two guys, you know, miss a tackle, and, you know, or don't get wrapped up real well, try to arm tackle, and, you know, then, yeah, it happens. So, You know, we just, again, like I said, we got a lot of stuff to clean up, and you know, we're still improving every week, and you know, making our guys better.
Well, and you knew this was going to be the case when the season started, but things don't get easier as you keep playing here in district play, and now a tough Harlan team comes to town. They're coming off a loss as well. They lost in a late touchdown against Dallas Center Grimes last week. What do you tell your kids to turn around and try to prepare for the next one?
You know, it's Harlan week. I mean, it's you know, I know it's been a while since Atlantic's beat Harlan. I mean, we had a chance to beat them last year, but you know, kind of fell short in a couple areas. But you know, to our kids, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's football, basketball, track, cross country. You know, Harlan's always a big rivalry. So. You know, it's, that's the focus this week is, you know, hey, it's Harlan week. I mean, that was what we said on Friday after the game. You know, one of the kids, you know, we said, hey, you know, we got to put this behind us and get ready. And, you know, one of the kids said, yeah, guys, it's Harlan week. And, you know, so that's a big deal. I think that'll help keep the kids focused and, you know, get ready to go and, you know, hopefully, you know, have a great game against Harlan.
Yeah, there's obviously never a lack of motivation there when you're playing a team like that you have a history with, a rivalry with, and it's always been a good program that you're looking to strive to knock off. And I think it probably helps as well that you had that game last year, you know, a game that you're right in there with them, you know, had opportunities to win. I'm sure the kids know that, you know, they're hungry to get back out there and have that opportunity.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, that's some of it with the guys that are returners is, you know, they want to get that, you know, they'd love to get that one back and, you know, get another chance at them. And, you know, Harlan, they're a well-coached football team. You know, you watch those guys, they're not always the biggest or the fastest kids out there, but, you know, heck, they've been running that I formation offense since they were in third grade, you know, doing the little kids football. And, you know, they're a very well-disciplined team. And, you know, That's pretty hard to overcome sometimes. It's just, you know, guys that, you know, are well disciplined and, you know, they know what they're doing on every single play and they don't make mistakes.
Well, and it seems like this year for them offensively, maybe they're a little bit more balanced than they have tried to be here in the past couple of years. Before Jewel was injured for them last year, they really wanted to throw the ball around more. That didn't work out the entire season, obviously. But it seems like this year they're kind of sticking to both. They've got Nick Tarney, who's had almost 500 yards on the ground for them, and they've thrown for about the same through the air with Kyle Jewel. So a pretty balanced offense. You just looking to stick to your base defense against that?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to stick with what we've got. I mean, I'm not real big on running defense of the week because it, you know, changes everybody's reads and, you know, just kind of, you know, makes things kind of a pain. But, yeah, I mean, it's – They're like you said, they're very well balanced. I mean, Tarney's he's a heck of a back, and you know, he runs the ball really well, has good vision. You know, but their, you know, their running game is, you know, is kind of limited. They, you know, they have three or four plays that they run, and they run them pretty well. We just got to figure out how we can stop those plays, and you know, in their pass game, you know, again, you know, they keep their passing game pretty simple. You know, and sometimes in their passing game, it's going to come down to, you know, if we can get pressure on Jewel, and if we can, you know, hey, that's, you know, just a little bit of a feather in our cap and make him throw some bad balls. But, yeah, they're a very well balanced offense. And like I said, they're disciplined. They do their jobs and they do a good job at it.
Well, and I'm sure, I know the kids probably aren't going to look at it this way, but you can compare yourself a little bit to a team like Harlan, where you were on a pretty level playing field last year in a tight competitive ball game. They've obviously been able to turn around and have some success here again this season. I would think that that's, you know, something that the kids could kind of keep in the back of their mind that, you know, each year to year in high school football, you're not that far away from, you know, being a successful team. You just have to make those few extra steps, and that's what you're now striving to do like they have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we knew this year, you know, going in that, you know, we had a chance to be pretty successful. You know, just a lot of, we knew we didn't have a lot of depth. You know, we knew we had some athletes out there, but we also knew we were really young. You know, with only four seniors and, you know, two of them getting significant playing time, we knew we were going to have a lot of sophomores and, you know, juniors out there playing. And, you know, so, you know, don't want to, you know, put this season in the books by any means, but, you know, we're going to be pretty tough the next couple of years. I mean, for as much varsity playing experience as these young guys are getting, you know, we've got the future to look forward to. But yeah, I mean, we just, like I said, we're right there. I mean, we're just, you know, just missing a couple key pieces right now, and you know, and we could be in that spot where, you know, where Harlan is. You know, you have a couple down year or two, and, you know, get things turned around. You know, we've got a lot of kids that are really buying into what we're doing, and you know, we're getting there. We're just it's going to take a little time.
Well, and I'm sure last week, offensively, obviously your team struggled a little bit, but you were going to expect a little bit of that with a sophomore getting his first start out there. It seemed like things started to get a little bit more comfortable as the game went along. There were some nice plays in there, and of course it was nice for the kids to go down there and get that score towards the end of the ball game, you know, kind of end on a positive note. I think, is Jackson feeling a little bit more comfortable back there here after a week under his belt?
Yeah, I think you know, Jackson kind of figured out a little bit that it's a little bit different going out there, you know, and giving Kyle a blow for a couple series rather than, you know, going out and starting and, you know, and having to play the whole game. But yeah, he got a little more comfortable with things, you know, as the game went along. You know, he had a couple bad reads in the run game early on, and you know, passing game too, you know, missed a couple open guys. But, you know, as the game went along, his reads got a little bit better, and yeah, he just, you know, like I said, he's a young guy. He's only a sophomore. You know, he's a kid right now that should be playing JV, but he's not, and he's got to grow up pretty quick. And that's we got a lot of guys in that boat right now.
Well, and I know that we talked about this from the onset, that the injuries have not been kind at all to your team. And again, last week you mentioned John McConkie going down with an injury. How's his status, and how is everybody else? Is anybody else coming along?
You know, we're hoping to have Kyle Nelson back this week, at least on the defensive side. You know, with the concussion, you know, we kind of want to take it slow. You know, if we get him back, you know, he'll play defense for us, because, yeah, that's where, you know, he leaves the biggest hole for us defensively. And, you know, he has a little bit more control over the hits that happen on defense, because he's the one that's, you know, doing most of the hitting. So, you know, so, yeah, we're hoping to have Kyle back this week. You know, John, we don't know for sure. He's getting an MRI, and, you know, that always takes some time to get that scheduled and get it read and all that. You know, other than that, I mean, we got Grant Podaisky got his appendix taken out last week. Hopefully we get him back the last 2 weeks of the season. You know, but Reno and Gifford, yeah, they're done for the season. Gifford's actually getting his knee done here in a couple weeks. And, you know, just get those guys healthy and, you know, get them in the weight room in the off season, so they're not, you know, they don't lose a lot of strength and lose a lot of weight. And, you know, those guys, you know, luckily they're underclassmen and they can regroup and, you know, get ready for next year.
And I guess talk a little bit about the other guys too. Have they been able to kind of get over that mindset a little bit? I'm sure everybody maybe is feeling like they're walking on pins and needles out there, because some other guys have gone down, and, you know, not only has been players getting injured, but, you know, important players, and you've lost some for the season, and then unexpected things like with Mr. Podaisky. So has everybody else kind of got a nice mindset to still go out there and get that best effort out on the field?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had to move some people around. You know, Holmes moved from our split safety position to our rover position with Kyle out, and you know, it puts a little bit more responsibility on him on the defensive side. But, you know, he did a great job, you know, against ADM doing that. And you know, our older guys are really, you know, they're really stepping up. And you know, between Holmes and Stork and Roller, Nate Mullen, you know, those guys, you know, our upperclassmen are really stepping up and, you know, help making sure our young guys, you know, that are getting in there, making sure they know what they're doing, and you know, really, you know, kind of being coaches on the field. And you know, some of them are playing out of position from what they would normally play, but, you know, they know, hey, this is what we need to do to continue to you know, push through this season, and, you know, have some success hopefully here, you know, down the road the next few games. And but yeah, like I said, we've got some great leadership in our upperclassmen, and yeah, and they're doing what it takes to make sure that, you know, that everybody doesn't go in the tank and, you know, just kind of give up on this season, because, you know, we've got a couple games here down the road that we can win. And have some success. And, you know, those guys see that, they know that, you know, and they don't want to give up on this season, which is great. I mean, it just, it shows some of the, you know, the leadership and the attitude that these kids have. You know, they're going to fight to the bitter end, and that's, you know, that's awesome. I mean, I couldn't ask for more out of these kids.
Well, and hopefully the luck will swing a little bit in that department here down the road for you as well, Coach. We appreciate you taking some time to talk with us again, and good luck this week against Harlan.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, that's Atlantic Head football coach Eric Waldstein. That's going to do it for another edition of Trojan Preview here on KJAN.